It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Be on board. If you're just joining us, the great Al Michaels will stop by and we'll check in with the former Oregon Duck quarterback, Justin Herbert. He will join us coming up in a couple of minutes here. The Rams unloaded Brandon Cooks to the Texans and had to eat about $20 million in dead salary cap money. And the Texans picking up another wide receiver. So Will Fuller, they got Randall Cobb, and they got Brandon Cooks. Who needs DeAndre Hopkins, right? 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp at danpatrick.com. We got a sale going on. This has been a wild day, right? First of all, it's normally interesting, entertaining, different on this show. But we got our T-shirts in. We have Tampa Bay T-shirts that we made up. And we've had them for a while, and we decided to create them. When Tom went to Tampa, we immediately came up with mock headlines. And, you know, Paulie goes, hey, I'm going to take the most obvious one so Fritzy can't take it. And he came up with Tampa Bay. And I said, oh, let's go. Let's start with the T-shirts there. Well, we started the production. We started, you know, it's gorgeous. Paulie's got it on today, so we got Tampa Bay. And all of a sudden, we get a tweet from Darren Revelle, sports business reporter for the Action Network, and Paulie goes, we might be in trouble here. And I go, what do you mean? He goes, it has to do with Tom Brady. I go, I didn't do anything. So give me the tweet and let the audience know, and then I'll tell you what we're going. This is how we're going to respond.
A couple different reports, but Tom Brady's company has filed two new trademark applications, Tampa Bay and Tampa Brady. He intends to use the phrases on clothing and other merchandise.
Merch.
And he's done this before in his career. He did Tom Terrific, but he actually didn't do the merchandise, but he grabbed the trademarks.
Okay. I think we should have a pre-lawsuit sale on Tampa Bay. That if you go to danpatrick.com, pick up your T-shirt, get them before we're sued by Tom Brady.
Over Tampa Bay.
Yeah. Are you an accomplice if you buy a T-shirt from us that says Tampa Bay?
I just heard from our guy, by the way. Sales are up. That's great.
So our guy Jeremy, who helps us with these T-shirts, Tampa Bay. Yes, Todd.
So everyone that buys one could potentially be brought into court as a witness to explain what they're doing or what they shouldn't be doing?
Maybe. Yeah, Paulie.
I've got the actual United States Patent and Trademark Office link. The word mark is Tampa Brady or Tampa Bay. He's getting both of them.
Okay.
He filed on April 6, 2020 for these. T&B Capital Management, Inc. is going to get these. They're out of Boston. So it doesn't say how long the process takes, but it'll take at least a week.
Maybe I could get a cease and desist. Does anybody ever get a cease? Is it always a desist in there too? Anybody get a desist? It's always that order too. Maybe I'll get a cease and desist from Tom. I got to find somebody at the patent office.
You're not rattled, are you? We're good.
A little bit. A little bit. I could either be in business with Tom Brady, or I could be out of business because of Tom Brady.
You said he was going to make an impact in Tampa. Remember you said?
I told you I love my Buccaneers, but I might get sued for loving them so much. All right, let me get a couple of phone calls, and then we'll talk with Justin Herbert of the Oregon Ducks. Mo in Arizona. Hello, Mo.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Just want to say, man, I love the show, man. You guys keep me going throughout the day. I'd be going crazy right now if it wasn't for you guys. Sources say someone close to Tom Brady who might know him says he knows someone who might watch your show, man. I think you got something on those shirts.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Mo. I appreciate that. Matt in Oregon. Hey, Matt, what do you have for me?
Hey, how's it going? I think it's Matt in South Carolina.
Oh, okay. Let me blame it on Marvin. That's close enough.
Yeah.
All right. So,
but what's up, DP? You kind of touched on it earlier in the week, talking about like how these pro sports commissioners are setting a date back. They really don't know. And we were kind of proven correct about that last night with Dana White.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't his decision, but that's going back to new normal. My theory for golf is that they can still put out great content that would have millions of views without being normal. They can do, like, they all live in Jupiter, Florida. Just get them on a one-on-one bracket, set it up. You could do this in like a week. There's more professional golfers in Jupiter, Florida than there is the rest of the world combined. Give the winner of the bracket $5 million, 16 golfers, 32, electronic cameras like you talked about. Whatever we have to do, we could do it. I guarantee you these guys are already playing with each other anyway because public golf courses are still open down there. Not that they're playing public, but it's figure out a way to monetize it, and it would be incredible. Ratings would be through the roof, and everyone would watch it.
Well, thank you, Matt. Yeah, I said I thought golf might be the first sport to come back from the standpoint of you have social distancing already. There's a caddy. There'll be somebody who is. You don't even have to have somebody who's carrying the scores for each golfer. You know, each twosome. You don't have to have that because that's for the gallery. You don't need that. I have the caddies. You know, you have twosomes, and the cameras can be remote controlled. Our cameras here are remote controlled. You don't have to have, you know, rules official. Okay, you have a rules official. But you're only calling in that rules official when you need them. You know, do you have to have a rules official with every foursome out there? But, yeah, I think you could do that. And you could do a made-for-TV event. Absolutely. He's Justin Herbert. He is the Oregon Ducks quarterback and expected to go pretty high in the draft. He joins us on the program. Official height and weight, Justin.
6'6", 236.
Now, it's not 6'5.5", and then you round it up in the program?
No, it's actually, I think I grew a couple inches these past couple of years, so it's, I think it's an official 6'6".
Okay, because there was a while there where we looked at, if you were over 6'5", then we questioned that maybe people were too tall to be a quarterback. Have you heard that before?
I actually haven't. I got asked that one time, but not too often.
Where are you going to be on draft night?
I'll be in Eugene, Oregon, at my house.
Who else is going to be there?
My family will be there, and I think we've got pretty strict rules about no more than 10 people here. So I think maybe my grandparents or we'll figure it out here soon.
And you get takeout, and then you have a little bit of a celebration. You don't have to wait that long to hear your name, which is good.
Fingers crossed.
All right. What have you – can you tell fact from fiction, who's telling you the truth, like who really wants you, like trying to sort all this stuff out? That's pretty heady stuff even for grown-ups, let alone a 22-year-old.
It's pretty tough, and especially going through this for the first time. It's new territory for me, so all of that I'm doing, all I'm focusing on is doing my best and getting better, and whatever happens. I don't really have control over the situation, so just going to do my best figure things out when they come.
Okay, if I said right now, your best guess of who would be drafting you is who?
I don't even know.
Just a feel. You have in your head, you probably go, man, I think they like me a lot.
At this point, I think it's too tough to tell. It's tough, and especially I've never really gone through this whole situation before, so I've tried to stay out of guesses and these projections and things like that. So just focus on what I can't control, and that's my attitude and what I'm doing, working out and stuff.
That's the right answer, by the way. That's the right answer.
Thank you.
Yes. Because you don't want to say, you know what, I think the Chargers really love me, and then all of a sudden the Dolphins draft you, or the other way around. You just you want to make sure you stay neutral, and I'll give you an A+. But by the way, you won the William Campbell Trophy. That's the academic Heisman. I want to know what the trophy looks like.
It looked like a guy punting the ball, I think.
Wait, is he holding a book or like... I mean, you got a punting trophy?
Yeah, so he's got both hands in the air, just like he punted the ball, one leg up. And so it's not really what I expected, but it's a cool trophy now.
Did you even know that there was a academic Heisman?
I did, actually. I think Christian Wilkins won it the year before. And so I think – I kind of had an idea about it, and some people brought it up and said, you know, maybe you could win this. So we kind of had a fingers crossed, and fortunate that it worked out.
What's your major?
It was biology, but I switched it to general science. So it was more flexible with my schedule.
Biology sounds a little tougher. I get it. You wanted to ease up senior year, mail it in, get some good grades, win the Heisman, academic Heisman. I'm right there with you. That's why I got into communications.
Exactly.
Was there ever a uniform that you said, I don't think this looks good?
I would say maybe the duck. We wore it in 2016, and we wore orange socks. And I had never really been a Beaver fan, and I think orange kind of went against our color schematic. So I think that one was kind of questionable. But I guess people really liked it, and everyone thought it looked good. So I guess I didn't complain too much.
Yeah, but how did orange get in there?
I think that's Puddles. Our mascot, his feet are orange. And so that's kind of how they did it.
There were a lot of people who did like that uniform, but I kept looking at the orange going, that you're Oregon and Oregon State, you can't have Oregon State in there.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought too.
Yeah. We're talking to Justin Herbert, the Oregon quarterback here. Where do you work out now?
In my backyard, actually. So I was sent some dumbbells, some barbells, and we've got a lot of free weights, and I've got two brothers to work out with me, and there's a field actually across the street that this great big open field that we go throw at, and sometimes we head up to this old park, and you can throw there up there as well, and kind of just figuring things out as best as we can.
You could go to the stadium. You're not that far away, couldn't you? You got the keys, don't
Everything's
you?
Everything's locked down, actually. Yeah. I actually went there and I got kicked out. So I haven't been able to go back.
Wait. Did you say, do you know who I am? Did you have your jersey on? Like, I'm the academic Heisman winner.
No, I was just throwing with my brothers, and they said, you know, new rules in Oregon. And I didn't want to fight it. So we took off and went and worked out somewhere else.
Favorite team growing up was who in the NFL?
It's kind of tough being from Eugene.
You're in no man's land, aren't you?
Yeah, a lot of West Coast teams. So you got the 49ers, the Eagles, or not the Eagles, the Seahawks. You had the Raiders and a lot of these West Coast teams. So I don't know if I really had a favorite, but just kind of watching all the games that that we could get over on this coast.
What about favorite quarterback?
A lot of them. I would say Peyton Manning, Tom Brady. And then I would say Marcus Mariota too, just growing up watching him, especially since he went to Oregon as well.
Isn't it weird? You'll be playing against Brady next year.
It's pretty surreal.
Right? Because then you can't fanboy. Like, what do you do if at the end of the game, do you wait for him to come to you, or do you go to him if you guys face each other?
I don't know. That's I got a lot of room to improve in before there, and a lot of places to go before I get there. So if it does happen like that, you know, I'm sure I'd search him out and shake his hand. And
what would you say?
But, I don't even know. Whatever comes to my mind, and probably just say good game. And
you might say, Mr. Brady, and then he would probably say, call me Tom. And then you would say, thank you. And then he'll say, hey, good luck with your career. I'll play the role of Brady, and you play you, okay? Now, let me see. You're going to be with the Chargers. I'll put you with the Chargers, hypothetically with the Chargers. Now, I'm saying this, not you. So you're with the Chargers, and I'm with Tampa Bay. I don't even know if we play. But let's say game is over, and we win in overtime, and you come in, and you get some playing time with Tyrod Taylor. So I go, hey, just want to say good luck with your career. And then you'll say...
I'll say thank you very much. It's been an honor to watch you, and good luck with you for the rest of you as well.
Okay. And then Tom's already gone. So by the time he says, hey, good luck, and then when you start to say what you're going to say, then he just turns around and he probably leaves. But that's good. That's the way you got to handle. You're ready to go.
Progress.
I mean, I don't know how you're going to be on the field, but you're ready to go with answering the questions here. That's good stuff here.
Thank you.
When you go through this process, and every year, as many, and I've been doing this a long time, and as many prospects as I talk to, it's hard to read all of the criticism. Even if you try to stay away from it, if your mom or your brothers or your, you know, somebody's reading it, and then they might tell you. How does that information get to you if you don't want to know about it, but you're still going to hear about it?
Yeah, it's tough. You have to have thick skin, and I think it comes with the territory of being a quarterback and going through this process. But if it doesn't come from someone that directly has an impact on me, like Coach Cristobal, Coach Arroyo, or even my parents, then I don't give too much credit to it. And I think that's pretty important because there's so much being said about everyone at any given moment. And you got to find out what's important and what has value and what doesn't. You have to separate them like that.
But when you're called unfailingly polite, how do you respond to that?
I would say that if they knew me, I'm probably not too polite. And especially if you ask my brothers and some of my friends, they'd probably tell you differently.
But that's not a bad thing to be polite, is it? Your mom must go, oh, that's a wonderful thing for you to hear.
I think she's probably pretty proud of it.
unfailingly polite.
I think it's tough. Yeah.
What do you use that first paycheck on? Is there any big splurge here?
I'll probably save it or help my parents out with whatever they need. I've never really been big into spending things and buying things, but I'll probably save it or help them out.
Well, if they haven't paid off the house, that'd be a pretty cool thing.
Could be pretty helpful.
Oh, yeah. That's where, you know what? You don't get them anything until you can pay off the house, and then you just say, hey, by the way, put a big red bow on the house, and... it's yours. See, I'm going to help you out here. I know you got agents, you got people helping you here, but I can help you. I can be your sensei. I can be your Mr. Miyagi and help you out with all of this stuff because you're going to need it. Need it the first couple of years here. Yeah, pretty.
It'll be tough.
The thing that you do better than the other quarterbacks in the draft is what?
I think that's a tough question. I would say that I haven't spent enough time, and unfortunately we're not given enough time every week to completely study the other quarterbacks, so I can't tell you what I do exactly better than them because I haven't watched enough of them. But what I can tell you is what I think I do well myself, and I think I pride myself on preparation, and I really go into each week, and I know exactly what we're going to do and going to have a good shot at what the opponent's going to do, and I think arm strength is another thing that I've got, and I think that both those things are pretty important to the quarterback position.
It's amazing that Joe Burrow and Tua and Jordan Love all told me the things that they do better than you. They couldn't wait. So that's odd that you don't want to.
Apologize.
The performance in the Rose Bowl, that was pretty emotional for you. Why do you think it was so emotional when, you know, at the end of that game?
I think from going 4-8 our freshman year, and losing so many guys and going through three head coaches. And it was the same group of guys that I came in with and wanted to finish this year out. And one of the big reasons that I decided to come back and just to be there and be in the stadium and just kind of have a couple moments to myself and kind of look around and reflect. I didn't think it got any better than that. And to be able to celebrate with those guys, with the teammates, with our coaches, The city of Eugene and the state of Oregon. It was a pretty special moment.
Yeah, and you grow up not very far from campus, and you know you have the people in your family tree who played there, and then you run for three touchdowns. I mean, a pretty emotional moment. I could imagine that. But hey, you're going to have a lot of moments ahead of you, and we wish you luck. And certainly with that William Campbell Trophy, you've already been a big winner here, the academic Heisman winner. What more could you ask
that.
For?
Thank you.
Yeah. Justin, thank you for joining us, and good luck on draft night.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
That's Justin Herbert. I can't help but think that it's the next Matt Stafford. Like, he sort of sounds like him, size-wise, probably athleticism, arm, the whole thing. I don't know. Just get that Matthew Stafford feel with Justin Herbert. I was also looking at some of the numbers with him and what he did against good competition. Because there's, you know, everybody's going to have their issues with him. Is he consistent enough? Can he make all the throws? He's a great athlete here. Over the past two seasons, Justin Herbert had strong numbers versus the toughest opponents. So his numbers against top 25 teams since 2011, 65.5% completion percentage, 12 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, 4 rushing touchdowns, including the 3 in the Rose Bowl and the win against Wisconsin. You know, what hurts him is the line of quarterbacks, predecessors at Oregon. You know, Chris Miller, Akili Smith, Joey Harrington, Marcus Mariota, Dennis Dixon also. I thought Dennis Dixon was going to be a good pro. I really enjoyed watching him. But, you know, if you look at Mariota, you look at Chris Miller, Akili Smith, Joey Harrington, they had a combined record of 92 and 154. Now, I know you've had, you know, different coaches in there, and that's not fair to Justin Herbert. But I think there's just, you know, it's like safeties with Alabama. Like, you know, scouts will tell you that, you know, sometimes you're skeptical on what, you know, certain players at certain positions at certain schools. And, you know, maybe that hurts him a little bit there. But Marcus Mariota was a wonderful college quarterback. And he still has that potential to be a good quarterback in the NFL. We'll get to more phone calls here. Great Al Michaels is going to join us coming up. Wonder if he has any advice for us with the possibility we may be sued by Tom Brady. I did hear from somebody who said, lawyer, challenge the filing as not unique and already used. That would extend the review time and provide even more time in filings. The filings would be great content. Hey, I got LegalZoom on my side. That's all I need. But I get these. I love how he says content, because that we joke about, oh, it's great content. All else fails. Hey, it's great content. Yeah, it's the pre-lawsuit sale for Tampa Bay. Go to danpatrick.com. Al Michaels will join us coming up next here. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com, or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe. From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Papi.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after the 3-0. Winner, winner, chicken dinner, homie.
The Immaculate Reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So here we are. The kitchen is still under construction. I believe takeout will be available soon. But in the meantime, what can I tell you? The Domino's truck knows where we live. And that's about the story. And then the great Linda Michaels, who cooked a lot when we were first married many moons ago, is back in the kitchen. Back in the kitchen with Dinah, and here we are. So right now, my weight is very, very steady at this point. I'm very happy because I'm going out and walking about 8 miles a day. So I'm training for the Olympic race walking competition in 2021, whenever we're going to have it. But you know what, Dan? I wake up this morning and I'm thinking to myself. Well, number one, I woke up a little early because I had to be on with you, obviously, out here on the West Coast. So for you, I will do anything.
Thank you.
But I keep thinking that it's Groundhog Day. I wake up and I'm going, damn, it's the same day. And for how many days in a row now? Yeah. And it's gotten to the point, Dan, where I don't know whether it's April or July or November or 2023. It's all the same. It runs together. And that's
what are you watching?
What am I watching? I'll tell you what. So obviously, like everybody else in the country, I went to Tiger King, and I loved it. It was unreal. Then I watched MacMillions on HBO, I guess it is, or I don't know where it is, one of them, HBO or Netflix, and watched that. And, you know, after Tiger King, it was hard to sit through all of it because nothing's as good as Tiger King at this particular point. But it was fine, lasted till the end, and that was worth it. Watched a couple of Larry David episodes. Oh, and then I'll tell you what I did. I hadn't seen it since it came out in 94, 95. I watched Pulp Fiction. And you forget, if you haven't seen a movie in 25 years, how many incredible scenes there are. The script, the dialogue was in the acting. So I watched that. But I'll tell you what I do every morning. I wake up, and just for a little pick-me-up and to make me feel a little bit better, and I mentioned this to Mike Tirico on his show the other day, so this is not breaking news. But I wake up, and I go to YouTube, and if I'm not looking for you, what I will do is I will search Don Rickles. And there must be 100 to 150 Don Rickles skits with Carson Letterman, Leno, Kimmel, with Donnie and Marie. Believe it or not, he's on the Donnie and Marie show. And I watch that for about a half hour. And as the doctors will tell you, and I don't know whether it's Doc Rivers or Dr. Zhivago or Dr. J, but the doctors will tell you that that laughter dilates your vessels, your blood vessels, and your arteries. So what's better than that, Dan? So my suggestions to all of the Danettes and all of the Danette audience is to type in Don Rickles when we get off the phone here and enjoy yourself for half an hour.
Any sports that you're watching?
You know, there's nothing to watch, but so the irony is I go to the NFL Network the other day, and I can't watch myself because I've done those games, and I just can't sit there and watch it again, and I'm too critical of myself. So, but I'm doing the Super Bowl with Chris. I think it was Philly, New England. I think that was the game. And then there's one with John Madden, Pittsburgh, Arizona. And then I go over to the NHL Network, and they're playing the movie Miracle. And then I go to the MLB Network, and I'm doing Game 7 of the 88 playoffs, Dodgers.
These are good problems to have, Al.
Dan, here's the thing, and you know it as well as I. So one of my great friends is Tom Werner, who owns the Red Sox. And he and Marcy Carsey formed the Carsey Werner Production Company, and they did the Cosby Show and the Roseanne Show. And Tom's a great guy. So we're walking through the neighborhood the other day, and Marcy Carsey lives a couple of blocks away. So we decide that we're going to call her to see if she wants to come out and walk with us. So she'd already walked, but she comes to the front gate, and we're standing several feet apart. And she says, "What are you up to?" I said, "Well, I don't know. I'm up to nothing, but I'm on television more than anybody in history." And I said, "I don't see one residual or one royalty."
Wow.
And Marcy, of course, I said, "Marcy, I'm standing by the mailbox. I said, can I open this up and see how many residuals you got today?" So anyway, Dan, that's where I am. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I feel fortunate that we get to do this. Fritzy's at home. McLovin's at home. Seton's at home. But Paulie and I are here, and in a very scaled down crew, but I talked to Hank Aaron this week, Jack Nicklaus this week, Jim Nance this week, you this week. I mean, we're trying to do whatever normal is. We're trying to do it. So I feel lucky. I do. I feel very lucky here.
Yeah, I mean, we're doing things. I mean, think about this. The other day, FaceTime is great, so I'm totally into that now. You used to call people audio only, and now it's just at FaceTime. I didn't realize how simple it was. And believe it or not, you ready who was on FaceTime? Our man, Bob Costas.
Whoa! He's got a flip phone.
No, he does, but, Bob Costas, who very recently had a rotary dial phone, and then he went to, he was on a party line, and then he went to a flip phone, and then apparently, I think Jill Costas got him, I think, an iPhone.
Wow.
I figured, what would the chances I would call Costas and get him on FaceTime? And there he was, with, unshaven and the whole thing and looking like a bum like all of us are looking right now. But Bob has come into the 21st century with us.
Wow, that's incredible. We're talking to Al Michaels, NBC Sunday Night Football play-by-play voice. How close did you come to getting traded to ESPN? I'm curious about that, Al.
The only thing I knew is that Andrew Marchand had great sources and kept writing about it. And when Andrew called me, I said, "Hey, listen, I'm reading you to find out what's happening with me." So it never came to me. Apparently, there was some discussion as to whether or not I could be released from my contract, and that was the end of it. But everything I knew came from Andrew, trust me.
But you've already been traded once, so we can't go, boy, Al can't get traded.
Well, part of that deal back in 05, 06, we threw in, and believe me, it was a throw in. The deal was already done. But at the end of the day, we threw in Oswald the Rabbit. Nobody knew who that was. but the Disney family wanted to get the rights to it back, so we threw that in, and it was, we laughed about it, and then the press didn't think that anything nefarious or insidious was going on behind the scenes. So now, you know, I guess if I had gone back, maybe I would have taken Oswald back with me. I don't know.
I also saw a quote from you, I think, that had to do with Brady when he came into one of those pre-game meetings with the crew from Sunday Night Football, and I'm paraphrasing. I think he said, you know, I'm the most unhappy 8-0 quarterback in the NFL. Is that, do I have that right? And that's last year?
You do, and it was last November. You know, the interesting thing is, so in that meeting, we have our regular, you know, production crew with Chris and Michelle and our production folks. And the so we said that on the air that night. So this was in Baltimore. They came in. They were the Patriots were 8-0. So they're undefeated halfway through the season. They're going to go up against Lamar Jackson, and he winds up beating them. And at that point, the Patriots were averaging – on defense, giving up, I think, single digits. It was 8 or 9 points a game, and they were on a record pace. And Brady comes into the meeting, and he basically says at one point, I'm the most unhappy 8-0 quarterback in football. So we were trying to do the forensics on it, figuring out what's that all about. Is it all about the fact that you know, he is going to be a free agent and knows he's going to leave? Is it about the fact that the offense is not very good, but the defense is terrific? And just going back to opening day, we had the Patriots against the Steelers in the opening Sunday night game last year. And Brady walked into the meeting and said he's very, very excited because the defense, I think he said, is the best he's ever seen since he was in New England. So he was right about that. The defense was fantastic up until that point in the season. The offense wasn't very good, but I said to him, and you know, I know I'm not going to get the answer at that point. I don't even know if he knows the answer, but I said, Tom, I said, I can't imagine you ever playing in another uniform. So I'm going to lay odds of 43,000 to 1 that you will never be in another uniform. And he kind of laughs. We all laugh. So he walks out of the room, and Andy Freeland, who's one of our great research people, Andy plunks down $2 on the table and says, I'll take that bet. So I'm trying to give the $2 back to Andy, but he won't take it. So now I'm down for $86,000 this season, Dan. And if Andy thinks he's going to get paid in one lump sum, no way. That's going to be quite the installment plan. But he won the bet.
How surprised were you that Brady decided to walk away?
Very. I just didn't see it happening. Look, Bob Kraft has made it very clear through the years how much he loves him, treats him like a son. Wanted to keep him, obviously, and we all know now that, you know, Tom went to Bob Kraft's house and they had a good cry about this whole thing. I just didn't see him leaving. I just couldn't imagine it. I mean, look, Tom is in a place that nobody's been that I can, you know, like George Blanda was different. I mean, he played into his 40s, but he was mainly kicking, and, you know, he played quarterback a little bit at that particular point, but nobody's been where Brady's been right now. So how much longer does he have to go? Can he go 2 more years, 3 more years, whatever it would be? I think Tom feels great, obviously, at this point. But I couldn't see it. I couldn't see him walking out the door. But here we are. And yeah. I think, you know, he needed a little bit of fresh air. And I think when Bob Kraft said in the interview after he left, that, you know, sometimes, you know, you have this great marriage, but a mother-in-law or a father-in-law, somebody else comes into the picture. We could all read between the lines what that meant. So, you know, you can't diminish what Brady and Belichick did as a pair. That was fantastic. And I think, you know, Tom on Howard Stern the other day was talking about, you know, how people make too much of the fact, though, there was friction or whatever. Yeah, you work with somebody for 20 years, there's going to be friction. But look, what they did was spectacular. It was amazing. 6 Super Bowl wins, 9 Super Bowl appearances, always in the race. But, you know, sometimes maybe you need a little bit of fresh air. So Tom goes down to Florida for that fresh air off the Gulf of Mexico.
He's Al Michaels, NBC Sunday Night Football. And, of course, a couple of minutes ago he talked about Bob Costas not being a technical whiz. Savvy, I think. As long as I've known Bobby, I had a flip phone, but apparently he's able to FaceTime Al Michaels. Yes, Paulie.
Bob Costas on the line, Dan.
Hey, Bob. Hey, welcome.
Hello, Dan. Hello, Alfalfa. That was an accident. I called Al
and I hit some button inadvertently that apparently produces images, and all of a sudden I saw myself with a 10-day growth of beard, and there was Alfalfa at some weird angle from, like, underneath his coffee table, and it was all very like George Jetson to me. You know, it was very disconcerting.
Rappy, what are you doing up at this hour? Every time that you're on the road with us, Bob Costas would be the guy. You'd walk by his room at the hotel, and the Do Not Disturb sign was out at 1:30 in the afternoon. Go back to bed.
Bob, do you remember the first time you worked with Al?
The first time we actually worked together, this has to be a setup, before we ever did anything together on NBC, the first thing was basketball in 1998.
Well, I'm in the movie with you. I didn't know that's the first time you guys... I watched that the other night for the first time, Bob.
Yep.
I never watched it all the way through. I was like, and plus, you can't watch it with, you know, the kids. So I'm going, oh, boy. But, yeah, you guys were quite a pair there, quite a tandem.
You know, we didn't see, Al will attest to this, we didn't see you, we didn't see Reggie Jackson, we didn't see Kareem, we didn't see Robert Vaughn or Yasmin Bleeth or Ernest Borgnine, none of them. We were the last day of shooting, it was just the two of us, it started out as a lark, and then when they broke and we started to look at some of the dailies, Al looks at me and says, what have we done?
Mm-hmm. We've ended our careers.
But you know what? It turns out, in retrospect, it's like Pootie Tang, which is another cult classic that I proudly starred in. You think it's a disaster, but then as time goes by, it takes on a certain cult classic of appreciation.
Pootie
and you
Tang.
Realize that inadvertently you did a good thing.
But the deal is this, and Bob, I don't know if you heard the fact that I was talking about, you know, Marcy Carsey and she and Tom Werner, you know, getting like $18 gazillion worth of residuals, and we get nothing. We get nothing for appearing on the MLB Network and NFL Network and ESPN Classic, but we do get residuals from that. And baby, that, you know, that's a joy. You get to the mailbox every couple of months, and here's a residual from basketball, and it's $1.63 after tax.
Yeah, I know. Bob, before I let both of you guys go, what are you watching?
Yeah. I'm watching some MLB Network, the classic games. You know, they've responded pretty quickly. Al Kaline passed away the other day, and they showed games 6 and 7 of the 1968 World Series, the only World Series that he's played in. I check the NBA Network. Chris Collinsworth's A Football Life was on the NFL Network the other day. I hadn't seen that before. Maybe it was the first run. And then I'm watching a lot of news, and I'm reading, not just newspapers and stuff online. I'm actually getting to a lot of books that are on the shelf that I hadn't gotten to before.
That's great. Great to talk to both you guys, and hope you're well. Look forward to actually hearing new games from you, Al, since all of your archival games are bothering you. Poor Al. He turns on the Baseball Network, he's got a game. The NFL Network, he's got a game. Boo-hoo, Al.
And then the NBA Network, where I'm doing good. But Doc Rivers and I are doing the game with Derek Fisher, scores with 0.4 of a second to go. Hey, Dan, do we get residuals for this show?
Yes, you do.
Okay.
Yes, you do. You're going to get $8 each.
Beautiful.
Yes, $8. Buy Bob a razor.
Hey, listen, I owe Andy Freeland $86,000, so whatever you want to send to me, I'm happy.
Thank you, guys. Great to talk to you.
All right, Dan.
Bob Costas, Al Michaels, close up shop after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live every day at youtube.com/The Dan Patrick Show.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe. From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Poppy.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after the 3-0. Winner, winner, chicken dinner, homie.
The Immaculate Reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Been a great show. Thanks for everybody taking part in this. Great guest. We had a great week. We really did. And hopefully we make an impact on your life in a positive way, whatever it is. That's what we're here for. You know, whether it's facing a lawsuit for Tom Brady, you know, we're willing to do that because it's all about content. By the way, we had our great moment of the week, and it sounded like this with Jim Nantz.
Friends, welcome. The Thursday at the Masters. Our hearts and thoughts go out to all of you, and I'm being very serious. This has been the most fascinating time for any of us in our lives, and we're going to get through this together, one step at a time. Stay safe, stay home, stay healthy. God bless you all on this holy week, and we'll look forward to seeing you in November.
So that was Jim Nantz in his golf applause. Jim was, oh, we got more? Jim was in his office, and then he went into his backyard, and he has the speakers out there, and he has a par three. And I thought if he put on the Augusta music, because he usually does that when you're out there hitting wedges. And he got out there, couldn't turn on the music, and he got locked out of his house. Discover moment of the week. Get your free credit scorecard today, even if you're not a Discover customer. It includes your FICO credit score, and checking your scorecard won't hurt your credit. Learn more at discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations do apply. Final results of the poll question, McLovin.
Will teams either regret
not drafting Tua or regret drafting him. 64% say they'll regret drafting him.
The Traeger came through. We have brats and sauerkraut. We have beer. We actually cracked a beer. I did. I cracked a beer. Paulie goes, let's have a beer. I said, all right, well, we got to wait 15 minutes. He goes, no, now. Now, can we have a beer? I go, all right. So we cracked a beer. The brat is great. Sausage, great. Sauerkraut. Todd, great job there. McLovin, Seton, and Tyler, the moderator, all the boys in the back, Alan, Marvin, Rob, of course, the big German, and Dylan. Thank you guys for coming in and making this possible every single day. Fritzy, what did you learn today?
Once trademarked, we can potentially get a cease and desist order from Tom Brady's lawyers if we keep selling Tampa Bay t-shirts.
Yeah, we haven't heard yet from Tom Brady's camp, but I'm guessing we will hear from them since he's filed for the trademark and we've already come out with the Tampa Bay t-shirts. McLovin, what did you learn tonight?
America's greatest broadcasters all sound a little bit bored at home.
Yeah, they do. Seton O'Connor.
We're on to the lawsuit.
Oh. Paulie, what'd you learn?
New documentary, Tom versus Time versus the Dan Patrick Show.
Oh, we're in trouble. Have a safe weekend. Be smart, be safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Seton, Paulie, Fritzy, McLovin, yours truly. This has been the Dan Patrick Show.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.